Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we begin the sixth parak of Maseches Babasa. We are up to parak Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Hamocher peros l'chaveru v'lo tzimcha. Someone sells stam peros. He doesn't say what the purpose of the purchase is. The guy buying it doesn't say whether he wants to eat these peros or he wants to plant these peros. And then he goes and he plants them, and they do not grow. Nothing happens. V'afilu zera pishtan. Even if it's zera pishtan, where most people buy pishtan for zriya and not for eating. So the guy can still say, the seller could say, what do you mean? I thought you were going to eat it. So who cares that it didn't grow? I didn't think that you were going to try to plant it. So einu chayiv b'achrius on the mocher is not chayiv for the achrayus of those peros, because einu holchin b'mamon achar rov. Just because most people will use zera pishtan to plant, we do not follow a rov when it comes to dinei mamonis, and therefore amotzim b'chaver alav raya. You want to tell me, the seller, that I owe you money? So bring a raya that I should have known that you were buying this for planting and not for eating. If it's zeronegina that nobody eats, and it's very clear that people are intending to plant it, and then you plant it and it's a bust, it doesn't work, it doesn't grow, so then the mocher is taka going to be chayv b'achriyusan. Mishnah Beis. Hamocher peros l'chaver horeza makabel alav rova tinofas l'sa'a. When you sell peros to somebody, so it's understood that when you sell kernels of wheat, for example, there's some dirt, there's some schmutz that gets mixed in to the tarova, sometimes some beans from another crop or whatever that gets mixed into the bags. So the amount that you're willing to accept, that a lokech is willing to accept of tinofes, the amount of unwanted material in the bag, is a quarter of a kav for each sa'a that you're selling. To einim, if you're selling figs, mekabel of eser metulaos lemeya, he's willing to accept 10 partially worm-eaten figs, not wormy, and it wouldn't be allowed to eat, in which case they're useless, in which case you're not mekabel any of that, but worm-eaten, meaning they're not great figs, so 10 worm-eaten figs out of 100. Martif shaliayin, if he purchases a wine cellar, so how much of the wine cellar can be substandard? Mekabel of eser kosisos lemeya, a person is willing to accept 10 substandard barrels of wine for every 100 barrels of wine. The Bar Tanura adds, ima martif shal chavios gedolos, mekabel of eser chavios gedolos, martif shal kados, mekabel of eser kados. That it's a percentage, meaning if this martif is full of large barrels, so 10 out of 100 large barrels. If it's small jugs, 10 out of 100 small jugs. But then the Bar Tanura adds what the Gemara says, which is, v'dafka k'shamar martif zeh ani mochelach ulemikpeh. That it's only if he says, I'm selling you this martif, and the purpose is lemikpeh, that he plans on using it for cooking wine. Because if it's meant for drinking wine, the assumption is that you'll drink it up really quickly, and therefore it doesn't have to be such high quality. But if it's meant to be for cooking wine is supposed to have a long shelf life because you don't use so much cooking wine. So then it has to be all high quality wine, right? It has to be lasting because you only take a little bit at a time. So if you say stam yayin ani morchalach and you don't mention that it's lemikba, then you give yayin beinani, which is sold which would be sold in a store. If he says martiv zeh ani morchalach and he doesn't mention yayin, then even if all of it is vinegary, it's sold, because he said I'm selling you this martiv. If he doesn't even mention that it's yayin, so then automatically whatever's in the martiv is tough luck. You get what you martiv zeh, you get exactly this martiv. So anyway, kankanim basharon mekabel of eser pitas yo'os lemeya. If a person is buying jugs in Sharon, wine jugs in Sharon, he's willing to accept 10 substandard ones for each 100 of the jugs. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Aleph, we said that if someone sells peros and the person who bought it planted it and nothing grew, even if it's something that typically is sold for planting, the mocher is not chayv b'achriyusan, because he could say, I thought you were going to eat it. Shungam Liel says, though, if it's something that's never eaten and it's always planted, then the mocher is chayiv b'achriyusan. And then in Mishnah Beis, we discussed how much a person is willing to accept of substandard stuff in a larger purchase. So if you're buying peros, so you're willing to accept a rova kav of tinofes for each sa of peros. If you're buying figs, you're willing to accept 10 worm-eaten figs out of 100. If you're buying a wine cellar, 10 jugs that are starting to sour out of 100. And if you're buying Kankana Besharot, 10 substandard jugs out of 100. But tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnah Gimel.